So what I wanted to do is to help you to embody and actually feel in your body what each phase feels like. So we're going to do that with the masculine and the feminine now. And I'm going to guide you through this practice. Okay. So just making yourself comfortable. And make sure that you're wearing your clothes are loose and you just feel comfortable. If you need to move, obviously during the practice, you can. And when you're ready, closing your eyes. So we're going to start off very similarly to the whole practice we did last session with the death. And this is actually this is actually the fourth phase we're starting off with here. And obviously, because we're in a cycle, we can start anywhere. And it just feels like this is the best way to share this with you. So we're going to be starting in that phase of emptying out and going down into the darkness. It is the fourth phase. So the masculine is the container that provides this empty space. And as you focus now on your head, I'd like you to just start off by almost bringing your chin down a little bit, like you're going inwards, and start to just release from your mind, from your head, letting go and emptying out all the thinking and the thought patterns and the looping. Letting go of expectations of what you should be doing and when you should be doing it. And you may even feel a dropping away of stress as you give yourself permission to let go of that kind of non-stop linear doing and that schedule, those expectations of constantly pushing and achieving. Emptying out the head of all those beliefs, I should be doing this, I should be that. And allowing your breath to help you with letting go and releasing. And as you continue to empty out, you bring that emptying out down into your heart. And you still have this containment of the masculine holding you and surrounding you, and within that, just bringing in this emptiness. So emptying out the emotional patterns that often come up, the patterned way of responding to life. Whether it is irritation or sadness or anxiety, the ways that you commonly react, just letting that go to make space for a new possibility or a new way of responding. Emptying out from the heart, breathing out. Letting go that anxiety that's very tied up with having pressure and needing to do. And perhaps you may be familiar with that kind of Sunday blues feeling where you know you've got Monday the next day. You know you've got a lot of work to do, or you might find it in the morning, that feeling of overwhelm and dread. Emptying out these feelings we have in relation to having to do, like we have no choice. Emptying out the tenderness of overwhelm when it all just feels too much. And also emptying out any prickliness, or you may find you've got resistance coming up to these ideas. So just softening around that resistance, and if possible, breathing that out as it softens. So acknowledging it and feel if it feels like it can be released. Otherwise, just soften around the resistance and let it just be there, just in that empty. So you've emptied out your head and emptied out your belly, your heart. So then bringing that emptiness down into the belly, into the pelvic bowl. And emptying out what you have done already. Emptying out and letting go the structures that you've imposed on your life. The unrelenting pressure to do. Emptying out that belly, allowing it all to die into the earth, and emptying out other forms that you have created, as well as the ideas about how you believe they should be, how you believe they should come out into the world, our ideas about what completion is going to look like, and what success is, and what achievement is. So really just letting go of those forms that we feel driven to meet and to bring into being. So in this phase, there's this real emptying out and this dying and this letting go. Letting go of all the old things that have got in the way of us creating from our truth, and letting go of what didn't work in the previous phases, and preparing to soften right down into that surrendered place where we just wait and restore ourselves to grow into something new. So this is that going within, softening downwards. And then the next phase is the winter. It is when you sink right down into the earth now. It is that phase of being that seed. So this is what we would then call phase one, even though it's not necessarily the beginning. It's just it would be where we could start the cycle if we wanted to look at it that way. So it's dropping right down into the soil, into the darkness where that seed is held. And it is the bleeding, it's our bleeding phase, it's the darkest time, it's the time of going inwards the most, of listening. So there's two things that are happening. You are being nourished in this phase. The seed is receiving nourishment and being cocooned by the earth and receiving that water and the nutrients. So in the same way, our plans are slowly preparing. We're preparing them. They're growing in essence in terms of what they're going to become. But there's no doing yet. The seed isn't necessarily trying to bloom straight away. It may be slowly just opening up. So there's there's one is the nourishment, and the second is the receiving of the wisdom of what is wanting to come through. So it is that connection to intuition and that waiting to feel and receive insights about what wants to come through, and then the planting, and that's that planting of that seed then, and nourishing that seed to prepare for the emergence which is going to come, but not pushing it and not making it into something straight away, and not believing that we know exactly what it has to be. So there's still an essence of not knowing. We might have some idea, and then we just allow that idea to form, but we don't have to know the fullness of it yet. This is a time of needing to trust, because it's very hard to sit in the not doing in this fertile void. It's hard to trust that something will come through. And it takes a bit of practice. And it takes an awareness of that container of that masculine, of the different phases, knowing that life is going to move into the next phase. There is going to be a next phase. And just trusting that you will know when it is the right time. So there's that waiting and feeling for when that's going to happen. And then that seed which has opened up and started kind of moving up slowly, it moves into the third phase as it emerges out into the sunlight. So this is the second phase of that emergence phase, where it is now moving towards full moon. And it is it's going to move from half moon to full moon. It's the follicular phase, where the ovaries are starting to prepare to ovulate, and the sunshine meets that little shoot, and there's just so much energy there, and that flower has that little shoot has got such a clear idea, or much clearer idea of what it needs to become, and the next steps become a lot clearer, and this little shoot feels so inspired to follow this path. And there's not this feeling of being drained and uncertain. Well, there may be still a bit of uncertainty, because within the feminine, we always, in this way of being, we try to remain as open to what needs to come through as possible, without limiting it by believing that we know exactly what we must do and become. But there's definitely more clarity and more idea about the next step and the next step and then the next step, without having to be 1,000 steps ahead. So you feel like this, it's almost as if you feel this light coming up into your belly now, rising up through your root chakra, this life force. So it's rising up from the ground now, and it's rising up through the root chakra and into the sacral chakra of the place of being birthed into the world. And that's where that action really starts to happen, where there's this emergence and this becoming of something, like a real, it's really starting to manifest. So feeling that energy rising within you into the sacral chakra below the navel. And you could almost experience it like a fire rising up through the ground. But this is a fire that is still contained within the containment of the phases of the masculine energy that provides those phases. And so there's no need to just be a massive big roaring bonfire straight away. It's this gentle fire that rises up as that life force and that creational energy into the belly. as there's more emergence and more light and more becoming and more clarity on the next step and the next step and the energy to take the next step with the fire creating that energy. And at this point, if we try and push and we make that fire too great, we burn ourselves and we become burnt out and depleted. So it's about trying to stay connected to that flame and to that essence of that unfolding and emerging. And not trying to jump ahead of ourselves and do what we think we should do, but rather feel how it needs to come through. And a lot of this is, it's not even about feeling, it's just about allowing. We don't have to know, because as we just create that emptiness within that container and just allow, you will find that these things just unfold. And you, the next step will become clear to you, and the next step will become clear, and the next step will become clear. And it's just about trusting that process. So there's still no pushing. It's allowing, it's flowing, and staying tuned in. Then it's the third phase. And it's almost like this is when the fire now comes right up into the heart and up into the throat, and it is full expression. This is when it's blooming in its fullness. This is when there is full manifestation of the results of that seed that you planted. It is when that flower is so attractive and draws attention and is full of energy and light. So that fire, again, it still stays within the containment of the masculine, and it's still tuned into the feminine. Otherwise, we start to overthink it and start to do and to push, and we can still burn ourselves. So this feminine fire and this essence rises up into the heart to help us express our truth, into the throat as we express in words. And it's that fully bloomed state. And you can almost feel how your body would want to open up. So while we started with the head sort of down and we sank into ourselves and we started to open up again, this is now almost the full extent of that opening, facing up to the sunlight, receiving all that beautiful energy and celebrating the fullness of who you are and what you've created, and feeling deep gratitude for this creation and this fullness of being. So it's almost like the container at this point is one that is a lot more open. Whereas the container in the feminine feels more closed and holding in a more closed and inward space. And this is also a time, like I said, for forgiveness. So it's almost like as you're tuned into that being fully open and you celebrating and feeling gratitude for your achievements and for this feeling of being alive, at the same time, it soon moves into also a needing to start letting go certain things. It's almost like the petals starting to fall off the flower, I guess. As you prepare to start going inwards again, start that moving inwards and that dying for the next cycle. And this is where there'd be a forgiveness of the self for pushing yourself too hard at times, forgiveness of yourself for what you believe you should have done or didn't do. And so you move from that, as you start that letting go process again, it would be like that openness now starts to come back inwards in your body, the head starts to move a bit down again, and you move back into that phase where we started, where we then empty out the head, emptying out all of the thoughts about what we've just done, what we've just created, and all our judgments about ourselves, and we let go of whatever might stand in the way of the new phase and what didn't work, and we start to create space again, and we take what does work with us into the next phase and build on that, but we also create space for more rebirth and for something else to emerge as we listen for that and go back into that darkness to feel how it needs to emerge. And so in every way in your life, when you are creating, whether you are creating in a workspace or you are wanting to start a new job or sell a house, there's going to be these different phases. And the more you can be connected to whether you are in the inward phase of going more inwards and emptying out and waiting and listening and being nourished, being restored, or whether you are moving into the doing phase, the emergence, being in the light, and then eventually actually fully manifesting something. It will help you to just feel into that and to honor how it's wanting to come through you. And you will notice that naturally things do actually happen in this cycle. So just at this point, just holding a deep gratitude for your own body and its connection to these innate rhythms and cycles around us and within us, and our innate connection to those rhythms and cycles outside of us and within us, and how we just know this. It's just wired into us and it's available to us. And it's a deeply nourishing and powerful process when we allow ourselves to harness this energy and to leverage these rhythms and cycles. And it's about that connection back to yourself and a connection to the greater picture. And just trusting that that is always available to you. And that you have the capacity to create in this way anytime you want to. And it will save you from pushing and striving when it's just a waste of energy. And it will nourish you in those times you choose to go inwards when it is calling you to go inwards. So that when you are putting yourself out in the world, you've got so much more to give. And it feels so much easier. And it flows so much easier. And it's like as you walk across a lake and these stepping stones just rise to meet you. So as you take a step, a stone rises up beneath your foot. You take another step, a stone rises up. This is that process of creation where you can't always know how you're going to get there, but you trust that as you stay in this process, you're going to be supported and guided. The more connected you stay, the more you listen in. All right, so just taking a few deep breaths, orientating yourself back to the present moment and to the room that you're in. And then when you're ready, just gently open